Good afternoon, it's 5:44. You're tuned to 90.7 WFAE. I'm Lisa Wharf. This week, Governor Pat McCrory's office accused a state toxicologist of lying under oath. That came after that toxicologist testified in a lawsuit to force Duke Energy to remove coal ash from one of its North Carolina plants. The testimony has ignited another round of debate over whether well water near Duke coal plants is safe to drink. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax has been following the news and is here with me now. So, David, what's everyone arguing about?
Lisa, you may remember that a little over a year ago, state environmental officials sent do not drink letters to the owners of about 330 wells near 8 Duke Energy plants. The notices said the wells contain dangerous levels of hexavalent chromium. That's a chemical known to cause cancer. Chromium occurs naturally, but it's also found in coal ash. Then this past March, the state reversed itself and withdrew warnings for many of the wells. State Public Health Director Dr. Randall Williams and Assistant Environmental Secretary Tom Reeder sent a letter that called the wells as safe as most public water supplies. That created a lot of confusion.
So this happened back in March. Why are we hearing about it now?
Yeah, it went out of the headlines for a while, but it didn't go away for homeowners and environmentalists. And over the past couple of weeks, it's come up in court. We're getting new court documents that tell the inside story about disagreements within state government over those safe-to-drink letters.
What's in the documents?
The headlines this week are all based on a deposition by state toxicologist named Ken Rudo. He was one of the state officials behind the original Do Not Drink letter, and he was interviewed by lawyers for environmental groups that are suing Duke Energy over coal ash leaks at its plants. Rudo says top state health officials shouldn't have told residents their well water was safe. According to that deposition and emails that I've seen, he and other co-workers objected to the second letter, the one that revoked the Do Not Drink order. Rudo says some of the statements were scientifically untrue and that sending it was unethical and possibly illegal because the wells were contaminated with a cancer-causing chemical.
What's been the reaction to Rudo's comments?
Environmental groups and people who live near the coal ash dump say Rudo's testimony supports their complaints and concerns. I talked to the Southern Environmental Law Center, which has sued to get coal ash removed at many of Duke's plants, and they say they can't comment because the case is pending. But the Law Center filed Rudo's statement as evidence in a lawsuit to force Duke to remove coal ash at the Buck plant in Salisbury. They say it shows coal ash is a health risk for those with wells nearby. The full document hasn't been formally released to the public. We have it because an Associated Press reporter got hold of it. Duke Energy doesn't want the public to see Rudo's statements. The company asked a federal judge to seal it. Duke argues the deposition is incomplete and full of hearsay and says releasing it could sway jurors. The Southern Environmental Law Center argues it's a public document. And then there's Governor Pat McCrory's office, which has criticized Rudo. The governor's chief of staff, Thomas Stith, called a press conference on Tuesday night, just in time for the 11 o'clock news in Raleigh. He said Rudo lied under oath about the governor's involvement in a meeting about the March Safe to Drink letter, and McCrory is taking credit for getting new permanent water supplies for coal ash dump neighbors.
So is the water safe?
That's the big question. I'm not a scientist or a toxicologist, but some scientists and toxicologists say it's not. The state's public health director, Randall Williams, who was appointed by Governor Pat McCrory, says it is. He ended up going with a less stringent standard for chromium than the original letter used. In the middle of all of this, Duke Energy is still providing bottled water to about 400 households around some of the plants. That'll continue for a while, but homeowners eventually will get relief. An update to the state's Coal Ash Management Act that passed this spring orders Duke to hook households up to new water supplies, such as public water systems, by October 2018.
Thanks, David.
Thanks, Lisa.
That's WFAE's environmental reporter, David Borax.